He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
We want to welcome you to our Easter service this morning. Though we can't meet in person, we can still celebrate, and that should not change. Just a few announcements for this morning. The church again will continue to stay open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 1 o'clock, as well as we will continue to do online services through the end of April. And then from there, the elders will reevaluate for May. So we can at least plan on for the next couple weeks to continue on here. And then we will let you know through email once it comes closer to May. Other announcements is we are still planning as of right now to do our baptism May 3rd, as if we can meet again that Sunday. If you would please let us know by the end of this week if you would like to be a part of that so we can make a full plan. As well as April has sent out an email asking for all graduates, high school and college, if you would send that to her. She would love to add you to our list to share who our graduating seniors are. Our call to worship this morning is from 1 Corinthians 15. Verses 54b and 55. 1 Corinthians 15, 54b and 55. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?
Again, good morning and happy Resurrection Sunday. Our first hymn we'll sing together is number 216, Christ Arose. And we ask that each one of you, if you are able to sing along with us, the words will be up on the screen, Christ Arose. Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus, my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus, my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Jesus has risen from the dead. Our opportunity now for prayer time, and again encourage those that do have prayer requests to please send them, either text them to me or send them by email or call the church office. Just an update on Anita. She was taken back to the nursing home into hospice care, and then yesterday morning I got a text that she was alert and awake and eating and conversant, and that's just a wonderful change from where things were looking. We continue to pray for her healing and for the Freemark family. Continue to pray for George and strength for him. Brenda C. has asked for prayer for a friend, also named Brenda, and so we'll pray for her. And then our missionaries of the month are the Reuben and Susan in Grenada, and we'll pray for them as they also go through the COVID-19 and what the closing of school means for them, and we'll pray. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come this morning understanding that the events of almost 2,000 years ago, that on this day, the first day of the week after Passover, that the women came to the tomb and discovered that the stone was rolled away, the soldiers were scattered, there was angels there, and the tomb was empty. Paul tells us that Jesus appeared to the women, to Peter and John, to the 12, to more than 500 individuals, demonstrating that he indeed had risen from the dead. And he is active and living, that we see by Scripture that he is seated at your right hand, letting us know that the finished work of the cross has been done, that our sins have been paid for, that we can rest assured, both historically, that Jesus is no longer in the tomb. And because of that, our world has been changed. Father, in the midst of this virus and this pandemic, our world looks for hope. Something so small that we cannot see, that is virtually impossible for us to fight. We are reminded that we are limited, that something so small can bring us so low and can cause us such disruption. You, as the God who's on the throne, have provided hope beyond this life, but also hope for this life, that you have told us that by believing in Jesus Christ, we can have eternal life, and that life is not just the life that goes on forever, but it's your quality of life that we can have now. Jesus said that he came to give us life and to have it abundantly. So, Father, in the midst of all the disruption of our lives, may we experience the abundant life, the joy, the hope that comes in knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior. Father, we lift up each of those watching, for our members and attenders, our community, that you would be an ever-present help during this time. For those that are struggling because of a loss of income, whether a job that has been, they've been furloughed or is no longer making the money that they need, that you would provide. That it is not just through external means, but it is by you that we receive the blessings and our daily needs provided for. Father, I lift up George to you. Continue to bring healing and strength. Thank you for his life and testimony, and we continue to pray for he and Donna, that you would raise them up health-wise. Father, I pray for Anita. Thankful for the report of yesterday, for the dramatic turnaround from her stroke, that you would continue to heal, that you would give the family wisdom in the type of arrangements for moving forward, but we just pray for strength. We thank you for her life and testimony, for the legacy that she has in following after you and in lifting up your word and your Savior to the community around us. Father, I pray for Brenda's friend, Brenda, that you would be an ever-present help in her health needs, that you would heal her, but more importantly, that you would draw her to your son. Physically, we know these bodies run down, and things do not look good for her. But spiritually, we are told that these are light and momentary troubles, that when we fix our eyes on what is unseen, that is what is important. But it all starts with a faith in Jesus Christ. I pray for Reuben and Susan as they labor on the behalf of your kingdom in Grenada with the closing of schools, the lack of funds coming in with as they collect tuition each quarter, that you would provide for the teachers, that you would give wisdom to the administration and bring healing to their island and for our country, that we would understand healing comes, but also wisdom for our elected officials and when we return back to work and how all these things transpire. We pray for those in Sioux Falls that have been dealing with the influx of the COVID-19. We pray for wisdom for Smithfield and for the production team there, for each of the elected leaders that have to make decisions. For today, we thank you that again we can serve a risen Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
It is good to be back again this week, even though things are still a little bit different. I hope that we're not getting comfortable with the way things are, but also that we're not giving up hope. As in the last couple weeks and days and whatnot leading up to today and why we celebrate, I guess I've been thinking a lot about everything that transpired up to this. You know, Jesus suffered all this that he didn't have to. He didn't need to do that, but he did it for us. And you know, he hung on the cross and he took our place, paid to pay for our sin. Took on the most horrible punishment that was known, or that is known to man, I guess, for the way that, anyways, the logistics of how the death on the cross goes. But he took that for us so that we wouldn't have to. And he died a horrible death, but we know that that's not the end of the story. So let's worship a little bit this morning.
I know he's rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. My shame he's taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe. I'll raise a banner. My Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. My shame he's taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe. conquer the grave. My Redeemer lives. 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 My Redeemer. Dancing on this mountaintop to see your kingdom come. My Redeemer lives. 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 My Redeemer. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives.
And we know that he lives and that he is risen. This week, well, this weekend, I received news of a passing of a close friend who I've known for, well, since childhood. And I had this flood of memories come back from all the days and time spent together. This individual was really a lot like a second dad to me for the time that we spent together, and growing up being close friends with his kids, who were my age, of course. But over the last couple of months, as he was dealing with a severe form of cancer, and things didn't progress the way the doctors wanted to, but through all of this, he never lost hope. Because he knew where he belongs, he knew where he was going, and he was still more concerned about those helping him and those around him than he was about this sickness that was taking over his body. And this body that we have, it wastes away. It's not made to last forever. But we know that when we're risen with Christ, we'll have a new body, and there will be no more pain, no more suffering, no more hurt. And that's a reason to be celebrating, and another reason to be finding ourselves chasing after Christ.
Church proclaim, Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. No death, where is your sting? No hell, where is your victory? Oh, church, come stand in the light. The glory of God has defeated the night. Singing, oh, death, where is your sting? No hell, where is your victory? Oh, church, come stand in the light. The God is not dead, he's alive, he's alive. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave.
Just one final song here this morning to share with you. Hope that you are singing along with us. There's something about being able to just sing and praise and worship that I enjoy a lot. Something that has come to mean a lot to me. Just the way that I can find a connection with God, I guess, myself. I do pray that you can find hope during this time. That you'll maybe turn to Christ, because that's where I find my hope. And I'm thinking that you could find that same hope as well. And just remember that salvation in Christ is a free gift. You know, there's nothing that we can do to earn it. All you have to do is accept that gift. I pray that you do so. We'll share this one last song with you this morning.
You spoke and the worlds were formed. You breathed and life was born. You knew that one day you would come. So far from heaven's throne, clothed in human form, you showed the world the Father's love. You gave your life away. You gave your life away. You gave your life away for me. Your grace has broken every chain. My sins are gone, my debt's been paid. You gave your life away for me. You lived a sinless life, yet you were crucified. You bought our freedom on the cross. Forsaken for our sin, you died and rose again. Jesus, you are the Lamb of God. You gave your life away. You gave your life away. You gave your life away for me. Your grace has broken every chain. My sins are gone, my debt's been paid. You gave your life away for me. How glorious is your love. If I could sing forever, it's not enough to say how glorious is your love. If I could sing forever, it's not enough. It's not enough. 'Cause you gave your life away. You gave your life away. You gave your life away for me. Your grace has broken every chain. My sins are gone, my debt's been paid. You gave your life away for me. Yeah, you gave your life away. You gave your life away. You gave your life away for me. Your grace has broken every chain. My sins are gone, my debt's been paid. You gave your life away for me.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the incredible love that you have for us. We thank you for the gift of your Son, and we thank you that he willingly gave his life away for us, that he went to the cross willingly, that he allowed those soldiers to nail him to the tree, and he gave up his life, all to pay for the debt that we owe. And today, as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, we thank you so much for the hope that we have in knowing that he is alive and that he is seated at your right hand, and that when the time comes that he will come again to call us home to be with you. We thank you for the hope as well that all those who are in Christ who have already passed away are already in your presence. And we know that they are rejoicing with you. We pray this morning as we look into your word and as we consider the events of that first Easter morning, as the tomb was empty and Christ was risen, we pray that we would be reminded of the incredible gift that your Son bought for us. We pray that those who are hearing this message today, whether it's live or listening later, I pray that they would be encouraged. And if there's any listening who don't know this truth, who don't know what Easter's really all about, I pray that they would realize their need, that they would come to know Christ as their Savior. We pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Savior. Amen.